Oh, they thought only of the figures 9,499 and 75,000, and pictured them in their imagination, while somehow they could not think of the happiness itself, which was so possible. Ivan Dmitrich, holding the paper in his hand, walked several times from corner to corner, and only when he had recovered from the first impression, began dreaming a little. "And if we have one," he said, "why, it will be a new life. It will be a transformation. The ticket is yours, but if it were mine, I should, first of all, of course, spend 25,000 on real property, in the shape of an estate. 10,000 on immediate expenses, new furnishing, travelling, paying debts and so on. The other 40,000 I would put in the bank and get interest on it." "Yes, an estate, that would be nice," said his wife, sitting down and dropping her hands in her lap. "Somewhere in the Tula or Oyol provinces. In the first place, we shouldn't need a summer villa, and besides, it would always bring in an income." And pictures came crowding on his imagination, each more gracious and poetical than the last. And in all these pictures, he saw himself, well-fed, serene, healthy, felt warm, even hot. Here, after eating a summer soup, cold as ice, he lay on his back on the burning sand close to a stream, or in the garden under a lime tree. It is hot. His little boy and girl are crawling about him, digging in the sand or catching ladybirds in the grass. He dozes sweetly, thinking of nothing, and feeling all over that there is no need to go to the office today, tomorrow, or the day after. Or, tired of lying still, he goes to the hayfield or to the forest for mushrooms, or watches the peasants catching fish with a net. When the sun sets, he takes a towel and soap and saunters to the bathing shed, where he undresses at his leisure, slowly rubs his bare chest with his hands, and goes into the water. And in the water, near the opaque, soapy circles, little fish flit to and fro, and green water weeds nod their heads. After bathing, there is tea with cream and milk rolls, and in the evening, a walk or vint with the neighbours. "Yes, it would be nice to buy an estate," said his wife, also dreaming, and from her face it was evident that she was enchanted by her thoughts. Ivan Dmitrich pictured to himself autumn with its rains, its cold evenings, and its St. Martin's summer. At that season he would have to take longer walks about the garden and beside the river, so as to get thoroughly chilled, and then drink a big glass of vodka and eat a salted mushroom or a soused cucumber, and then drink another. The children would come running from the kitchen garden, bringing a carrot and a radish, smelling of fresh earth, and then he would lie, stretched full length on the sofa, and in a leisurely fashion turn over the pages of some illustrated magazine, or, covering his face with it, and unbuttoning his waistcoat, give himself up to slumber. The St. Martin summer is followed by cloudy, gloomy weather. It rains day and night, the bare trees weep, the wind is damp and cold, the dogs, the horses, the fowls, all are wet, depressed, and downcast. There is nowhere to walk. One can't go out for days together. One has to pace up and down the room, looking despondently at the grey window. It is dreary. Ivan Dmitrich stopped and looked at his wife. "I should go abroad, you know, Masha," he said. And he began thinking how nice it would be in late autumn to go abroad somewhere to the south of France, to Italy, to India. "I should certainly go abroad too," his wife said. "But look at the number of the ticket." "Wait, wait!" He walked about the room and went on thinking. It occurred to him, what if his wife really did go abroad? It is pleasant to travel alone, or in the society of light, careless women who live in the present, and not such as think and talk all the journey about nothing but their children.